Welcome to MarketSnap SWOT analysis for Diana Shipping Inc., also known by its ticker, DSX. If you're a long-term investor looking to dive into the shipping industry, you've likely come across this name. Today, we're breaking down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats surrounding this company to help you gauge whether it fits into your wealth-building strategy. Let's get started with a quick overview and then dig into the meat of the analysis. Company overview. For those who might not be as familiar, Diana Shipping Inc. is a global provider of shipping transportation services, primarily focused on the ownership and operation of dry bulk vessels. They operate in the industrials sector, specifically within the marine shipping industry, transporting commodities like iron ore, coal, and grain across the world. Headquartered in Greece, they've built a reputation for a solid fleet and a presence in a cyclical but essential industry. With a market cap in the mid-range for their sector and a workforce dedicated to keeping operations smooth, they're not a giant like some of their competitors, but they hold their ground. Let's see how they've been performing lately and what's been making waves around them. Recent performance and news snapshot. Looking at their performance metrics, Diana Shipping has had a mixed bag over various timeframes. Short-term trends show some volatility, with weekly and monthly performance reflecting the ups and downs typical of the shipping sector, which often reacts to global trade fluctuations. Over the longer term, like the past year and beyond, their returns have shown some stability, though not exactly setting the world on fire compared to broader industry averages. On the news front, there's been chatter about fleet expansions or contract renewals, which could signal operational growth, alongside some industry-wide concerns about freight rates and geopolitical tensions impacting trade routes. These are the kinds of things that can sway a stock like this in the near term, but as long-term investors, we're looking at the bigger picture. So let's dive into the SWOT analysis to unpack what's driving Diana Shipping and what could shape its future. Strengths. Solid operational foundation. Diana Shipping boasts a well-maintained fleet of dry bulk carriers, which positions them as a reliable player in the marine shipping space. Their focus on essential commodities means they're tied to global trade fundamentals, a steady demand driver over the long haul. Healthy profit margins. Peeking at their financials, their gross profit margin stands out as competitive within the industry. This suggests they're managing costs effectively while generating decent returns on their operations, a key sign of resilience for long-term investors. Positive cash flow metrics. Their free cash flow yield looks promising, indicating they're generating cash after covering capital expenditures. This gives them flexibility for fleet upgrades or returning value to shareholders through dividends, which, by the way, they've been paying consistently. Another plus for income-focused investors. Industry positioning. While not the biggest fish in the sea, their niche in dry bulk shipping keeps them relevant. The sector data shows they're not far off from industry averages in key valuation metrics like price to sales, meaning they're not overpriced compared to peers. Weaknesses. High debt levels. One red flag that jumps out is their debt-to-equity ratio, which is on the higher side. Carrying significant debt in a cyclical industry like shipping can be a burden, especially if freight rates dip or interest rates climb, squeezing their financial flexibility. Underwhelming ROE and ROI. Their return on equity and return on invested capital aren't exactly inspiring. This tells us they're not generating as much bang for their buck as some competitors when it comes to utilizing shareholder capital or overall investments, a potential drag on long-term growth. Performance lags industry trends. While they're not tanking, their stock performance over multiple timeframes hasn't kept pace with the broader marine shipping industry's gains. This could point to operational inefficiencies or missed opportunities compared to peers who've capitalized on recent trade booms. Limited diversification. Their heavy focus on dry bulk means they're more exposed to specific commodity cycles. If demand for iron ore or coal takes a hit, they don't have much of a buffer from other shipping segments to fall back on. Opportunities, global trade recovery. If you're keeping an eye on macro trends, any sustained recovery in global trade volumes could be a tailwind for Diana Shipping. Their revenue is tied to key regions and commodities, so an uptick in demand, especially in emerging markets, could drive charter rates and boost their top line. Fleet expansion potential. Recent news hints at possible fleet growth or modernization. If they can strategically add vessels or upgrade existing ones, especially with fuel-efficient tech, they could lower operating costs and capture more market share, a move that could pay off handsomely over the next decade. Dividend appeal. With a decent dividend yield in their metrics, they're already attractive to income investors. If they maintain or even increase payouts while managing debt, they could draw in more long-term shareholders looking for steady cash flow in their portfolios. Valuation upside. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts seem to peg Diana Shipping at a reasonable valuation compared to current levels. If they execute on operational improvements, there's room for the stock to re-rate higher, especially if earnings growth aligns with estimates. Threats, cyclical industry risks. Shipping is notoriously cyclical, and Diana Shipping isn't immune. A slowdown in global economic activity or a drop in commodity demand could tank freight rates, directly hitting their revenue and profitability. Long-term investors need to brace for these inevitable downturns. Geopolitical headwinds. With trade routes often caught in the crosshairs of international tensions, any disruptions, think tariffs, sanctions, or conflicts, could impact their operations. Recent news highlights how sensitive the industry is to these external shocks, and Diana isn't positioned to dodge them entirely. Rising costs and regulation. Fuel costs, labor expenses, and environmental regulations are tightening across the shipping world. If they can't pass these costs on to clients through higher rates, their margins could get squeezed, especially with that hefty debt load already on the books. Competitive pressure. The marine shipping space is crowded, and larger players with deeper pockets or more diversified operations could outmaneuver Diana Shipping on pricing or contracts. Their middling performance compared to industry benchmarks suggests they're already feeling the heat. Deeper insights and financial context. Let's zoom in on some financials to add color to this picture. Revenue trends from their income statements show steady figures over recent years, though growth isn't explosive. Net income has been holding up, but it's not accelerating at a pace that screams growth stock. What's encouraging, though, is their operating cash flow. It's consistent, and free cash flow remains positive, which ties back to their strength in generating cash for reinvestment or dividends. On the flip side, their balance sheet raises an eyebrow, with total liabilities outweighing equity by a noticeable margin, reinforcing that debt concern. Capital expenditures are ongoing, likely tied to fleet maintenance or upgrades, which is necessary but eats into cash reserves if not managed carefully. From a valuation standpoint, their current price-to-earnings ratio isn't outrageous compared to the industry average, and forward estimates suggest the market isn't overhyping their future earnings. For long-term investors, this could mean a fair entry point if you believe in their ability to navigate industry challenges. Short-term, though, expect volatility. Shipping stocks like Diana often swing with freight rate announcements or macro data releases, so keep an eye on those if you're timing your moves. One last nugget from their latest earnings call summary. If available, it often reveals management's tone on fleet strategy or market outlook. While specific details weren't provided in the data, past transcripts generally highlight their focus on securing long-term charters to stabilize revenue, which aligns with a conservative long-term approach. If they're signaling optimism or strategic pivots, that's something to watch in future updates. Conclusion and long-term outlook. Wrapping this up, Diana Shipping Inc. presents a mixed bag for long-term investors. On one hand, their operational stability, cash flow strength, and dividend appeal make them a contender for a conservative portfolio, especially if you're betting on a global trade rebound. On the other hand, high debt, underwhelming returns on capital, and exposure to cyclical and geopolitical risks mean this isn't a slam-dunk growth story. There's potential here, particularly if they capitalize on fleet modernization or favorable market conditions, but patience will be key. For now, it's a watch and wait with a keen eye on how they manage their balance sheet and industry headwinds. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT breakdown on MarketSnap. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay connected for our daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the full bullet point SWOT on our platform for a quick reference. Drop your thoughts on Diana Shipping in the comments. Do you see it as a hidden gem or a pass for now? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.